This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Treadworth, and I've got all sorts of good music lined up for you today, and I'll tell you where it's all come from just shortly. But we'll kick off with a very early recording of Ralph Stanley and and his brother Carter and the Clinch Mountain Boys. It's a 1950 recording of the song that became one of their classics, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. Let's have a listen to it.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I thank you. stranger, my face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given, I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Oh, that's what they sounded like in 1950. Carter Stanley on guitar, of course, Ralph on banjo and the lead vocal, Pee Wee Lambert was playing mandolin, Lester Woody on the fiddle, I think, and Ernie Newton on bass. They recorded it a few different times over the years, but that was the first recording that I could find, and before it had all the extra little bits added into it. So hope you enjoyed a very sort of classic and traditional start to Back Porch Bluegrass, which is appropriate. Now, I'll tell you what's happening. Really good friend of mine, Mr. Baz Patterson, who's the main guitarist and singer at my Back Porch Bluegrass monthly jam session. He's digitizing all his albums and no longer requires to keep his LPs, so he gave me a box of LPs. Nothing could be more exciting, I tell you. And many of the LPs, we both had copies of them, but there were lots that I never had copies of and some that I wished I did, but I only ever bought maybe 10 albums a year for a couple of years and then it reduced down, so I missed out on lots of music. And Baz coincidentally did have those purchases. So I'm going to play some of Baz's albums on this show. And the first one is one from the Bluegrass Cardinals. I only ever had one Bluegrass Cardinals album. Wasn't this one. And I was interested in them because of the banjo player, Don Parmley. He was on a very early LP I had that came out of Los Angeles, and Billy Strange at his 12-string guitar, and he had Don Parmley playing banjo on it, and now doing all sorts of folk tunes, and that was some of my first listening to banjo, straightforward picking, that I heard, and so I was interested to see a older version of Don Parmley with a son, David Parmley, who is a wonderful guitarist and lead vocalist, Norman Wright on mandolin, John Davis on the acoustic bass, and a very young Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. I saw Mike Hartgrove playing with Dawn Lawson about 20 years after this album was made. This album is called Cardinal Class, and I'm going to play two tracks off it. The first one is Pulley Bone Gaydon, which is interestingly titled, and if you listen closely to the words, you'll find out what it's about. And then after another tune to separate the two, I'm not allowed to play two together, only once on the show, is a tune called Rolling Away. So let's get the LP machine going and we'll listen to the Bluegrass Cardinals.
Branch from the hackberry tree, and I'll shave that sucker down the witching side. Now get your money out, boys, cause you're about to see a miracle of nature before your very eyes.
Holy Bone Gate,
Lord bless me,
there's a vein of water hidden in your feet. Yourself the owner of a brand new water well.
He walked toward the east and he walked toward the west, holding the pulley bone stick against his chest. And up near the fence row, he pointed toward the earth. We all grabbed our shovels and started slinging dirt. Lord, Lord. He never owned a car, and he never owned his home. We never knew his real name, we called him Pulley Bone. No, any dime, $30 is all they ever found. I swear he could smell water flowing underground.
Bully Bone Gaten,
Lord bless you.
There's a vein of water hidden in your feet. Bully Bone Gaten,
good Lord.
You're gonna find yourself the owner of a brand new water well.
Lord bless you.
There's a vein of water hidden in your feet. Holy Bone Gaten,
good Lord.
You're gonna find yourself the owner of a brand new water well.
Well, they have some interesting arrangements and some great vocal work, don't they? That's the Bluegrass Cardinals. We'll hear them again after this next tune, which is one by Ivan Rosenberg and the Foggy Hogtown Boys. And the Foggy Hogtown Boys obviously come from Toronto, which is... has a terrible nickname of Hogtown. Ivan Rosenberg is working with them, and they have a they play their music with a real sense of humour, as well as being real bluegrass fans. They have come up with some great ideas, and they do some interesting old traditional music with different twists to it. And here they are doing a Woody Guthrie tune called New York Town. And Andrew Collins plays mandolin, Chris Cool plays guitar, Chris Quinn plays banjo, Ivan Rosenberg plays the dobro, and Andrew Collins is on the fiddle, Chris Cool on the bass, Max Heideman, I'm not sure what he's doing some harmony vocals. They learned this tune from Flat and Scruggs, they said, but I think it's a great tune. This is a Foggy Hogtown Boys, Ivan Rosenberg. Let's hear them.
I was standing down in New York Town one day. Standing down in New York Town one day. I was standing down in New York Town one day, singing, hey, 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 hey. I was broke and I did not have a dime. I was broke and I did not have a dime. I was broke and I did not have a dime. Singing, hey, hey, hey,
hey. Every good man has a little hard luck sometimes. Every good man has a little hard luck sometimes. Every good man has a little hard luck sometimes. Singing, hey, 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 hey.
I'm gonna ride that new morning railroad.
I'm gonna ride that new morning train. I'm gonna ride that new morning train.
Singing, hey, 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 hey.
Never coming back to this man's town again.
I'm a never coming back to this man's town again.
I'm a never coming back to this man's town again.
Singing, hey.
Thank you. standing down in New York town one day. I was standing down in New York town one day and singing, hey, 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 just singing, hey.
Oh, that's a good fun song. I really enjoyed it. Each of the band took a turn with the vocals there, and I hope you enjoyed that. Right, let's listen to the Bluegrass Cardinals again from their album Cardinal Class, and here they are doing a tune called Rolling Away.
Big stern wheeler down Mississippi to the sea. Carry me away, you rolling river. Carry me, carry me. There's a warm summer wind blowing up from the bayou, whispering softly to me. And for a little while I belong to the river. Carry me, carry me. I'm rolling away on a big stern wheeler down Mississippi to the sea. Carry me away, you rolling river. Carry me, carry me. Moon on the water looks like fire in the river. Night birds singing in the trees. And the towns along the bank look like little stars shining just for me, just for me. Now I'm rolling away on a big stern wheeler down the Mississippi to the sea. Carry me away, you rolling river. Carry me, carry me. Big stern wheeler down Mississippi to the sea. Carry me away, you rolling river. Carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me.
Oh, they were a good group, the Bluegrass Cardinals. I'm delighted to have that album, and through the next few months we might get to hear a few more tracks off it. Brand new album out from the Cody Norris Show, and it's got a picture of them in their fancy suits on the front, and it's called Spirit of America. It's got a lot of songs that are lauding the superiority of the USA, and I probably won't play all those because this is a very partisan bluegrass show, but it's got a couple of songs on it that I knew from my youth, and I'm going to play one of those ones for you now because it's got some really interesting things about the song. And the song is The Battle of New Orleans, and that was in 1815 it was, and a song came out, was written by Jimmy Driftwood, who was a school teacher and became a real folklorist, and he wrote the song The Battle of New Orleans, about the way they beat the British down in New Orleans. And the song came out with Johnny Horton in 1959, but there's a version that was played mostly in New Zealand by Lonnie Donegan, the British sort of folk and skiffle singer in 1959. He just copied Johnny Horton's and sort of really brightened it up a bit, and it had a banjo in it, and I think that's why I liked the song. I didn't even have a banjo in those days, but I liked the sound of it. And The Battle of New Orleans, interestingly, this song has had many variants written, and a classic one came from New Zealand called The Battle of the Waikato, which is the area I live in. It was done by a group called the Howard Morrison Quartet, and it was talking about the way the Maori fought the English in the Battle of the Waikato. The Howard Morrison Quartet had a wonderful stage act, and they did all sorts of things. But here's a Cody Norris show doing the Battle of New Orleans, and they are taking it seriously, I think, rather than laughing away at it. Battle of New Orleans sounds like this.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town of New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down the river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drums. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We
fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon till a barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Two, three, four.
Yeah, that's a Cody Norris show with the Battle of New Orleans. And sometime I might try and find an album with the Battle of the Waikato on it. Of course, it's written to the tune of the 8th of January, because that particular battle was on the 8th of January. That date was included in the days of the battle. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm raving on about the music that I like, and it's on my shelves, and I've got a few extra LPs added to my shelves these days. So I hope you're enjoying the retrospective look at a whole lot of bluegrass music. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's one based on my 60 years or plus of playing bluegrass music and listening to bluegrass music and amassing several LPs and CDs, several shelves full of those things, really. And I'm delighting and having the opportunity to share them with you. Many of you who listen regularly will notice that I was away last week and we played an old show. I had a very bad cold. I wouldn't have been allowed in the studio. And so when that happens, I tend to look into the archives and dig out a show that was played on a similar date in a previous year. And I hope you enjoyed the music that was thus provided. But I'm in the studio again today. The show first comes out tonight at 10 o'clock, live on air at Free FM, and of course is available as a podcast from the station anytime. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music shop in Hamilton, and anything you need, just go and see the folks at Shearer's Music. They've got all the instruments and accessories you could want, and they love supporting local music, and I'm delighted that they support Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with it. Saw the news just recently that James Munro, the son of Bill Munro, just died recently in June. Just last month. He was 82 years old, I believe, and I've written that down somewhere and I can't find it. where I've written it. Wrote it on the album cover, which I put down beside me. And I saw James Monroe and met him when I was in the States in 1971 and had a band, the Midnight Ramblers, and we were playing with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at Bean Blossom, Indiana. I've just been reading a book about that that's absolutely fascinating. And James Monroe had formed his own band, but he also had played bass and then guitar with his dad and played some great music, had a wonderful voice, and sad that he's died. He is 82 years old, and he did a wonderful song with Bill Monroe called I Haven't Seen Mary in Years, and I dug it out of my collection so that we could play it for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Here's Bill Monroe with his son, James Monroe. Interesting that we had the Bluegrass Cardinals on, and it was a dad and son in that one too. But Bill and James doing the song, I Haven't Seen Mary in Years. Sounds like this.
While walking one day in the country, I saw a gathering crowd, and as my footsteps drew me closer, I could smell the sweet fragrance of flowers. It looked like a family reunion. Had my eyes not counted the tears, and an old man sat by a graveside, I haven't seen Mary in years. Hold my hand and lead me away from here. I just brought these flowers for Mary. When Mary and I were first married, we had such plans for our child, but for no reason I started rambling, like the four winds I just ran wild. If I could live my life over, I'd bring Mary such cheer. Now she's gone where she'll never need me. I haven't seen Mary in years. Hold my hand and lead me. Lead me away from here. I just brought these flowers for Mary. I haven't seen Mary in years. The old man left the graveyard. I walked along by his side. I called out his name, but through all his shame, his son he did not recognize. Hold my hand and lead me. Lead me away from here. How could I know it was Mama? Seen Mama in years.
Oh, very sad song written by Damon Black and sung by James Monroe, who just recently passed away. Oh, it's time we had a banjo tune. Here's Herb Peterson from the album Here Today, and he's playing Scruggs tune called The Foggy Mountain Chimes, in which he gets to do his detuning bit with the Scruggs pegs and does the harmonics in the key of D. It goes like this. The classic ending on the Foggy Mountain Time. David Grisman on man, Lynn Jim Buchanan on fiddle, Vince Gill on guitar there, and Herb Peterson playing the banjo. Who was on bass? I forget who was on bass. Emery Gordy Jr. Well, he's played a lot of bass, hasn't he? Another album that I got from my friend Baz was Al Jones, Frank Necessary and the Spruce Mountain Boys. And this is classic 1970s bluegrass. And they based their repertoire on the music from the masters, so to speak, and just played good regular bluegrass. And I'm going to play two tracks from Al Jones and Frank Necessary. Al Jones plays guitar and sings, he loves Jimmy Martin, and you can hear that by the selections. And Frank Necessary plays the banjo, very clear, definitely a 1950s, 60s style banjo player. And I'm just delighted to have this album because I often saw them mentioned and never managed to buy one for myself. So here they are, two tunes, Crying My Heart Out Over You, and much closer to the earlier Flat and Scruggs version than to the later pretty smoothed out Ricky Skaggs version that we might have heard in the 1980s or 90s. And then Jimmy Martin tune called Skip, Hop and Wobble. That sounds like me getting out of bed in the mornings. Not so much of the skip, but the hop and the wobble sort of works these days. As you get older, you tend to do things differently, don't you? All right, let's hear an LP from Al Jones, Frank Necessary and the Spruce Mountain Boys. Crying My Heart Out Over You is the first tune.
Playing soft and low, and a stranger holds the one that I love so. I was blind, I could not see that she meant the world to me, but like a fool I stood and watched her go. Someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more each day while I'm crying my heart out over you. Stairs up to my room. It seems I hear you whisper in the gloom. I miss your picture on the wall and your footsteps in the hall while I'm crying my heart out over you. since you went away, I die a little more each day. I'm crying my heart out over you. I'm going to another part of this nation. My old car's getting left so old. Well, I hope it'll make it just the same to pour right into my daddy's claim. I'm gonna let her skip off and wobble right on rambling road. Tennessee hills, you hear the hums of the old sawmill. Right out of the mountain, the boys be hollering cold. Yes, I guess I got about what it takes. They never worry about the brakes. They just let them skip off and wobble right on rambling road. Everywhere looks the crops all grown. I'm going home on my hometown. I'm done so. They say I was back and I done leaving. Wanna be happy and never grieving. I'm gonna let her skip off and wobble right on rambling road. Yeah, I'm gonna let her skip off and wobble right on rambling road.
Oh, skip, hop, and wobble. It's hard to get all those words out. But that was Al Jones, Frank Necessary, and the Spruce Mountain Boys playing some very classic and traditional sounding bluegrass music. Big hello to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and those stations in the USA. Thank you very much for listening on radio, leaving your radio tuned to the station where you'll hear Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate you listening to my take on bluegrass music from way down here in the southwestern Pacific Ocean. We're a long way from anywhere, it seems, and but we've got a lovely country, and I really enjoy being in here. But not to say I didn't enjoy the trips that I made overseas too, to find out how the rest of the world lives, and particularly how they play bluegrass music. My friend from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Alan Rhodes, guitar player, lead singer, superb. And we played all our music together. And he's had some surgery recently and he's laid low. And he's written some wonderful songs for the band back in the day when we were playing. And he wrote this one while we were living in Sydney, Australia, and making our fortunes there, which... we got the living in Australia part right, but we didn't get the making our fortunes part right. But we had a good time and we made enough money to come home again, which is the main thing, isn't it? But he wrote this great song, which I think is a real beauty, called Old Times. And I hope you enjoy his song.
Girl a playing by the back porch doorway, and the old Ford truck in the middle of the driveway, and the big old tree as it waves its arms when the wind blows is a making it all come home to me. Oh, I dream all the time as I'm sucking on this bottle of wine, and it's dreams like this that makes me want to leave all the trouble I've caused in my life so far behind me, and it's making it all come home to me. And it's easy to forget as to remember. Oh, how did I forget? Now I remember.
nice a country dinner. I'd eat a whole lot and I certainly didn't get no thinner. When the dishes were done, we'd all sit around and pick some of them old-time tunes and the way they used to be done. Oh, where did you get that pretty little dress and the shoes you wear so fine? Oh, tell me, pretty little miss, all the sun ain't gonna shine. I got that dress from a railroad man, shoes from a driver in the mine. And if you don't watch the way you talk, I'm leaving you behind. And it's easy to forget as to remember.
Ending, eh? I always enjoyed the recording we did of that song, recorded at EMI Studios, Sydney, Australia. And we got that old-timey bit in the middle where we sort of closed down all the stereo and just that little piece is just in very old-timey sounding, very dry, no reverb or anything like that, and then it all comes back in the reverb. And I had a friend, oh, a guy who bought one of the albums, came back and said, there's something wrong with my album. It goes funny in the middle of the song. And I had to explain to him the recording technique that we'd used, and I don't think he believed me. But it's a great song. We had a lot of fun playing it. That's for Alan Rhodes. Ah, well, we're up to the third of my albums from Baz today, Country Gazette Out to Lunch. And I wished I'd had an album of theirs for a long, long time, but never managed to get one. So we're going to hear a couple of tracks from that. The Country Gazette was Roger Bush on bass and vocals, Roland White on mandolin, guitar and vocals, Kenny Wirtz on guitar and vocals, Alan Mundy on banjo, guitar and other instruments. They had a little bit of Al Perkins playing pedal steel and Dave Ferguson playing fiddle. And this is on Flying Fish Records. And the first one we're going to play is an instrumental called Out to Lunch, which is great. We had a sort of part-time band in New Zealand here in Hamilton, and we called it Out to Lunch too, because that's what you put the notice on your desk when you said Out to Lunch, and they couldn't find you, and you was down with your friends picking some music. Let's hear the boys play Out to Lunch, and demonstrates the wonderful banjo ability of Al Mundy, and it sounds like this.
Thank you.
Yeah, some great picking there. And they really knew how to pick those guys. And I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear from Irene Kelly now from the album Benny's TV Repair. But it's a lovely gospel song that she finished the album with, written by herself and Bill White. And the band was Brian Sutton on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Stuart Dunkard on fiddle, Matt Menifee on banjo, and Mark Fain on bass. So it was a, pretty much a studio band. And she had Brooke Aldridge and Darren Aldridge doing some harmony vocals with her. And the song is our gospel song for the day, and it's called Walk With Me Today. Irene Kelly, let's have a listen to her. Song that was Irene Kelly there with her studio musicians doing Walk With Me Today. We'll hear the next song from Country Gazette from their album Out to Lunch, and this is a classic one, Sunny Side of the Mountain. This album was recorded 1976, and most bands then sort of wrote a bit of their own material, took music from other genres, but they always included a few straightforward regular bluegrass tunes, and I think you'd have to count Sunny Side of the Mountain as one of those tunes, and I always like those tunes on the album too. And here's Country Gazette with Sunny Side of the Mountain.
moving water flow. Promises you made me and so. It's been so long dear, since I've seen you, but my love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone.
Country Gazette, Sunny Side of the Mountain. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you enjoyed the mix of music that I've had here, the different artists and a few different ones from our regular ones. We'll take it out with a fiddle tune from Kenny Baker, the Brown County Breakdown. I've just been reading about Brown County. That's where Bean Blossom is. Tune in again next week. See you later. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.